Hey friends, you've come to the right place for some inspiration on the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing today is Christian Science practitioner and teacher, Elizabeth Cresselius Schwartz. Elizabeth is from Bedford, New Hampshire.
I was walking mountain trails with a friend when she mentioned the phrase, use it or lose it. I knew she meant it was good to be exercising and to be active, but I balked silently at the idea that it was possible to lose our normal capacity to thrive. I totally agree that I want to express my God-given capacity to demonstrate strength, flexibility, balance, and vitality. These are actually spiritual qualities of life, a biblical name for God. Mary Baker Eddy, the founder of Christian Science, states that man is the expression of God's being. That must mean that the attributes and qualities of God are mine as his spiritual expression. How can I ever lose those God-given qualities? Christ Jesus tells us, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. If it belongs to God, then it belongs to me. I can only do what God does. As the reflection of life, my very being is strength and flexibility. It is who and what I am. To lose those qualities would be like a sunbeam losing light, or a rainbow losing one of its colors. Walking, running, gardening, sports are joyous endeavors. They allow me to feel the sunshine, appreciate the beauty of nature, love being with others. We don't need to do these activities out of fear of losing our capabilities, but because we are revealing the character of life, God, every moment. We are God being made known. Unless it is lost to God, it cannot be lost to us. So good can never be lost to us. Instead of use it or lose it, I like to think, use it because you are it.
Did you find today's ideas inspiring? To learn what we look for in a daily lift, listen to our webinar at christianscience.com/dailylift and then submit your own healing message. We'd love to hear from you. Have an awesome day. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.